So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. Today, my guest is so much fun. She's a number one best-selling author. She actually introduced me to some concepts outside the cosmos, which was so much fun. I love how her mind works, and I love how her spirit works. We're both mothers of three. So welcome, Sherry Nova.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah. You know, I like your new job title, Awareness Facilitator. That's so much fun. Tell me a little bit about when you just, I think you were kind of, as we were kind of pre-talking, you're talking a little bit about the timeline. How do you use the timeline in your work, and what does that do for people?
Aha! Great question. So I like playing with time. I've been playing with time for several years now, and I found that when you're trying to change something, you can actually just jump to another timeline and have ease with it. It's actually quite simple, quite potent, and the way things are going on the planet right now with all of the energies shifting and changing, more is available with time play than ever before. So, yeah.
We also had a pretty fun conversation. The book that she wrote in was called The Energy of Expansion with me. Tell me a little bit about connecting to those energies that are beyond this planet and just kind of like what your awareness is of that, because it's such an expanded awareness.
Yeah, so there are energies of it. Everything has consciousness, essentially. Planets have consciousness. The sun has consciousness. The moon has consciousness. Everything has consciousness. And everything is willing to be a contribution to you if you're willing to actually receive that. Now, receiving, that is a whole other topic, because a lot of times we're blocking ourselves, we're blocking things. So if you aren't naturally open to receiving those weird energies that you aren't accustomed to, such as from the sun or the moon or other planets, then you will not even know that they are there. So one of the things that I really love doing is choosing to receive things that you normally wouldn't be willing to receive, and being present with receiving. And a really cool way to do that is to just stop and take a breath and ask yourself, what can I receive today that I couldn't receive yesterday or ever before? And just kind of pull energy into your heart and put your barriers down when you're doing this, because your barriers are immediately going to go up. Just stop, take a breath, and pull that energy into your heart. And for total receiving, pull this energy in 360 degrees around your body. So when you're doing this receiving, pull your hands into your heart, pulling in all of these energies that you may not be aware of that want to contribute to you. And just receive, receive, receive in your heart and 360 degrees around your body with every molecule of your being. And your life will start changing like magic.
That is so expansive. I really got the feeling of it when you were saying it. I don't know if people realize how much that is available to support us, because I think we can start sort of feeling, especially if I'm thinking about the entrepreneurs, you know, the entrepreneurs that are inspired by this show. I look at the energy of someone who runs their own business, who kind of like has everything. It's kind of a on your shoulders feeling, because you're generating everything yourself. What can you say for receiving for entrepreneurs, like specifically?
Yeah, that is a great question. For entrepreneurs specifically, I would say open up to receiving from literally everything around you, your chair, your desk, the room that you're in, the grass outside of your window, the trees outside of your window. I know that we can be busy and kind of just focusing on what's in front of us. But if you can stop and take a moment to, again, ask, what can I receive from today that I couldn't receive from yesterday or ever before? And just receive that. And when you are willing, like, even acknowledge, like, hey, chair, hey, desk, hey, room, hey, trees, hey, flower. When you acknowledge those things, they get excited and they want to contribute even more to you. So you can't even like grasp what contribution these elements can be to you. Because guess what? There is nature in your desk. If your desk is made out of wood, trees have the vibration, right? Trees have consciousness. Your desk is made of wood. Your desk has consciousness. All of these things have consciousness and want to contribute to you and your business in ways that you've never perceived before. So just stop and receive in through your heart. I recommend receiving for a minimum of 70 seconds. And it's really hard and it seems like a long time, but receive. And if you can do this every day, one time a day, things will start changing for you. You will have so much ease and so much more peace in your day. It's really awesome.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming to the show. This was a blast. I'll include your book on the description below. And where can we find you, Sherry?
Yes, you can go to hololife.co. That's hololife.co. And I actually have a free receiving audio that you can listen to and really help you integrate that process that I just told you about.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Bye.